It seemed the nightmare couldn't possibly get worse, and yet it does.
Volker Turk is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. He spoke Tuesday about Israel's military operations and the displacement of Palestinians in Gaza, where hospitals have been overwhelmed with more than 2,000 trauma injuries over the past 4 days alone. And beyond the shooting and the bombing, there's the hunger. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says more than a dozen children and adults have died from hunger in the last 24 hours, while others are said to be collapsing in the streets. The World Food Programme says a quarter of Gaza's population faces famine-like conditions, with almost 100,000 women and children suffering from acute malnutrition. The United Nations Human Rights Office says since May, more than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces while trying to get food in the Gaza Strip. Most of them have died in the vicinity of aid sites run by an Israeli-backed American contractor, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, or GHF. Juliette Thoma is a spokesperson for the UN's Palestine Relief Agency, UNRWA.
Seeking food has become as deadly as the bombardments. The so-called GHF distribution schemes is a sadistic death trap. Snipers open fire randomly on crowds as if they're given a license to kill. It's a massive hunt of people in total impunity. Commissioner General adds, this cannot be our new norm. Humanitarian assistance is not the job of mercenaries.
Israeli forces have, for the first time, pushed into the central Gaza city of Deir al-Balah, the only Gaza city that has not seen major ground operations or suffered widespread devastation in the 21 months of war. That is apparently because Israel believes the remaining hostages held by Hamas are there. That city is also the main hub for UN humanitarian operations. That includes a building housing World Health Organization staff. But on Monday, that building was attacked 3 times. According to UN officials, staff and family members were handcuffed, stripped, and interrogated on the spot. One staff member remains in detention with no explanation. The Israeli military operation also caused an explosion in the main warehouse, according to WHO representative Dr. Rick Piepercorn.
It comprised this warehouse, specifically this one, of substantial amounts of medical supplies, including trauma supplies, drugs for cancer, etc. A lot of other medical supplies and essential medicines. We consider this, we've seen that all is lost in that warehouse.
UN officials are calling for an immediate ceasefire. The Trump administration says it's sending Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to the Middle East in a push for peace. Tammy Bruce is a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Special Envoy Witkoff is heading to the region now, to the Gaza area. We all have, as this, the president and the secretary and the envoy, a strong hope that we will come forward with another ceasefire, as well as a humanitarian corridor for aid to flow, that both sides have in fact agreed to this.
The U.S. plan calls for a 60-day truce, during which Hamas would release some hostages, while Israel would free Palestinian prisoners and allow a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza. But peace talks have been going on in Qatar for weeks, with little progress and no major breakthrough. Meanwhile, the Israeli actions have drawn criticism from various quarters.
The killing of civilians seeking aid in Gaza is indefensible.
Anwar El Anouni is a spokesperson for the European Commission. He condemned the killing of Palestinians at distribution centers.
IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, must stop killing people at distribution points. Indeed, all options remain on the table if Israel doesn't deliver on its pledges.
In Israel, the group Hostages and Missing Families Forum warned in a statement, the people of Israel will not forgive anyone who knowingly endangered the hostages, both the living and the deceased. No one will be able to claim they did not know what was at stake. Others are taking more direct action. On Tuesday, Gaza war protesters blocked an Israeli cruise ship from its planned stop at a Greek island. The 1,600-passenger Crown Iris was met by more than 300 protesters at the island of Syros. In a statement, the protesters said, as residents of Syros, but more so as human beings, we are taking action that we hope will contribute to stopping this destruction from the genocidal war that is taking place in our neighborhood. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.